The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Who was the worst person you texted by accident?
I was recently made aware of a strange situation here. I was talking with my friend, and apparently one of his wife's friend or his partner's friends sent him some explicit photos, like some, you know, thirst trap, like straight up, like you.
I get it.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, so
he made the partner aware of this situation right away. And then she went back to the friend and was like, and then the friend was like, I swore up and down that it was an accident. This is a total accident. It was intended for somebody else that's also in their circle, but, you know, obviously not married to her. And so now they're still hanging out and they're friends, but like there's this unease, awkwardness of mistrust amongst them. And here's my thing.
How does that happen?
That's exactly my point. I'm like, yeah, it was an accident, huh? He's like, yeah, I never received anything like that before, this, that, whatever, from this person. But I was like, you have to like select a photo, right? And if you send more than one photo, Anna, especially, you have to like, you know, go in and select multiple photos and then put it up there, right? Like, when you draft something like that first,
like, I don't know
if you're doing that for the first time and you're putting it out there, I feel like you draft it, right? Like
you know how prude I am. I can't even imagine possibly, you know, having those photos in my phone and then be like, let me randomly send them to somebody. Oh no, I accidentally sent it to my husband's best friend. That's weird.
Yeah.
It seems really like nonsense.
Right? Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know how it is that happened. Listen, I got fat fingers, but I don't see, you know, myself making a mistake like that. I really don't.
Jen, when did you text somebody by accident?
Okay, so I was at work. I was in a meeting. I was texting with one of my coworkers. We were making plans for the weekend. I accidentally texted a meme that it was supposed to go to my coworker, to my boss, and it was MC Hammer doing Hammer Time dance.
Is your boss cool? I don't think my boss would even blink an eye.
Right.
I think he'd be like, yep.
Well, my boss is kind of straight-laced and like, we should be focused on work at work. So I tried to flip it and say that the hammer meme was my reaction to a new policy that she just discussed that the company was implementing.
Right. Quick pivot. I like that. Yeah.
Smart.
It's a motivator. You were just like, this is a great idea. And then they were like, oh, well, then keep up the good work. Thanks.
Well, you mean we're going to use Microsoft Teams instead of Zoom?
Woo!
Drop the hammer right here. It's hammer time.
Turn this mother. Nah, I love it.
Oh, gosh. The one time I texted somebody by accident that was humiliating was my husband's name is Paul. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that I was friends with that he was a professional dancer. And I worked with him on some community events. You know, he would get the dancers together.
Right.
His name was also Paul.
When you first said you worked with him, you made it sound like you were going to say like you were in a music video together
No. We did charity events
together.
He did the dancing and he brought the dancers.
Right.
I like, you know, coordinated the event. But I texted him one time because I thought I was texting my husband, Paul, and Dakota, my little one, was sick, right?
Yeah.
And all I texted was, Dakota has a lot of diarrhea. She's had it all day. Do you think I should call the doctor? That's all I wrote.
What was his reply?
He goes, yeah, if she's not feeling good, just call the doctor. And I read it. And
can I do anything to help?
And then all of a sudden I looked. I go, oh, my gosh. Oh my, I go, I'm so sorry. I go, my husband's Paul, too. And I'm like, and I read it really fast. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done. A lot different than sending inappropriate pictures.
Is it? Thank God you didn't send any photos.
Do you ever text somebody by accident? You meant to text somebody else. What happened? Raven has a group of friends where one of the women accidentally...
texted one of the other friend's partners, and they were like thirsty photos, like explicit. Like, I mean, I think they're, you know, there might have been more than that even, right?
Oh.
And so supposedly it was an accident, and everybody's still hanging out, and they're cool together, and I get it. Like, you know, you've been friends a long time. You probably already knew some things about each other, but I'm not sure you knew that.
I don't know how that happens.
Right.
I don't know how in a million years something like that accidentally happens.
Let's say it's a slip of a finger and it's one photo. Okay. But if it's, you know, a couple photos in one message, like you had to select those.
Ugh.
Right? You had to go in there. I'm just saying, always make a draft.
Eric, when did you accidentally text somebody?
So a coworker of mine, she has the same name as my wife. And so I texted my wife, yeah, the meeting will be next week. And I texted my coworker three heart emojis and I love you. And my face was red for the entire day. My coworker did not let me live it down.
Yeah.
You got to name him something else.
Yeah, but right.
Yeah. She was laughing about it. Like it ended up being funny, but it was just like,
Yes, but I feel like at least in that situation, she knows that's not for her. You know, like that is a powerful thing. You can just be like, oh my gosh, I meant to text that to my wife. I'm so sorry. And if you're on the other side of that, you're like, yeah, definitely. He made a mistake.
Right. If you text it to your best friend's wife, that's harder to explain.
That's right. Then it gets weird. Frank, what did you text by accident?
I accidentally texted my boss the pet name I have for my wife.
Oh. What is it?
Just Pumpkin. It's not anything crazy, but, you know, just immediately regretted entering that into the professional relationship.
Correct. Is it a sir or a ma'am?
Certainly weird.
Because it's better if it's a sir, I'm going to tell you right now.
It's a guy.
Okay.
Do
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if your boss is a woman in that situation, like, yeah, that's a whole different problem.
Can you imagine if you texted me Pumpkin?
You know what I mean? Like,
and
I know that's
your boss.
A problem right away.
I mean, I'm not even a boss, but just to be like, what?
Anybody.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, imagine you're the boss and you get that. You're like,
if you sent me one that said Pumpkin.
Right.
That's a problem.
It's weird anyway.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I caught it immediately, so I, you know, sent a follow-up message and tried to explain myself. I was probably a little too wordy and stuff, but he kind of just gave it a thumbs up afterwards and went about his day, I guess.
Yeah. Thumbs up is the right answer to that.
Yeah. Yeah. You send him another one, though. Yeah, HR. See you there.
Daria, how about you? What did you accidentally text somebody?
I accidentally text one of my best friends to talk about another best friend, and I actually text the best friend that I was talking about instead of the other friend.
It's a slippery slope. It happens. It happens more often than you think when you have the sidebars. So when you have a group message, when you have multiple people on it, and then somebody does the breakout text to comment about something that's happening in the group message, and now they're right next to each other, and you're juggling around, that's how mistakes happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then nobody forgets that.
Yeah.
Like, they hold on to that forever.
Well, then you always... did you try to make up a lie to cover up for it, or did you just let it hang out there?
I didn't try to make up a lie. I did make up a lie. I said, oh, my... of course I made a mistake. I am so sorry. That wasn't for you.
Well, obviously, it's not for you if it's about them.
Which is funny.
I mean, that's... okay. I mean, you said it so proud. I think you should work on your lies.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.